The first bhajan is on page 99. Guru bina jnana nahi. Without the master, there is no knowledge. O ignorant one, you are aimlessly wandering here and there. No matter if you do millions of prayers and austerities, none of them will come to your rescue. After bathing in the holy waters, you started performing the austerities. When your end time comes, no one will save you except the Guru. You have understood this false world as being true. O careless one, you are badly trapped. You have no support other than the Guru. What can be hidden from the Master, as he is the all-conscious knower of everyone's heart? Honor and worldly praise, property, and the beloved family, this fair is a scene of a few days. You will not sit here forever. Catch hold of the perfect Guru so that your coming and going may be finished. Without the Master, there is no liberation. All the wise saints have said this. If one does not know the secret of the Nam, he is to wander in all the different species. Getting stuck in public shame, you have forgotten the real abode. All the disputes are finished when one finds the refuge of the Master. Coming and going get finished when the arrow pierces through the heart. O Guru Kripal, forgive me. You're a jibe who has no stature. Without the Master, there is no knowledge. O ignorant one, you are aimlessly wandering here and there. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 99.
Guru bina jnana nahi. फेरे अनजान गुरु बिना ज्ञान नहीं वे पुलिया फेरे अनजान लखन जप तप कर ले तेरे कम किसे नहीं आने जल तारे कर कर के फिर लग पै तूणियत पौने लखां जप तप कर ले तेरे काम किसे नहीं आने जल तारे कर कर के फिर लग पै तूणिया तपौने समा आया अंत जदों तैनू गुरु बिना किसे न छड़ाना गुरु बिना ज्ञान नहीं एवें भुलिया फेरे अनजाना गुरु बिना ज्ञान नहीं एवें भुलिया फेरे अनजाना समझिया सच कर के एह जगत है कूड़ पसारा गाफला तू बुरा फसिया तैनू गुरु बिना कोई न सहारा समझिया सच कर के एह जगत है कूड़ पसारा गाफला तू बुरा फसिया तैनू गुरु बिना कोई न सहारा गुरु कोलों की छुपिया अंतर जामी घट घट जाना गुरु बिना ज्ञान नहीं एवें भुलिया फेरे अनजाना गुरु बिना ज्ञान नहीं एवें भुलिया phiriyane janam manvade ai jagadi jara dat kutumb pyara baith nahi rena sada mila hai koi dene dane jara manvade ai jagadi jara dat kutumb pyara baith nahi rena sada mila hai koi dene dane jara palla phade pure guru da tera mukh jaye aana jana guru bina gyan nahi ave pulle a phere ane jana guru bina gyan nahi ave pulle a phere ane jana guru bina mukat nahi sav kende sant se aane juna vich phir na pave je kar naam da pet na jaane guru bina mukat nahi sav kende sant se aane juna vich phir na pave je kar naam da pet na jaane lok laaj vich phas ke tu bhullya asal tikana guru bina gyan nahi ave bhullya phire ane jaana guru bina gyan nahi ave bhullya phire ane jaana ਮੁਕ ਜਾਨ ਸਭ ਝਗੜੇ ਜਦ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਲੱਭ ਜਾਏ ਆਣ ਜਾਣ ਤਾਂ ਮੁਕ ਦਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੀਰ ਕਲੇਜੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੱਜ ਜਾਏ ਮੁਕ ਜਾਨ ਸਭ ਝਗੜੇ ਜਦ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਲੱਭ ਜਾਏ ਆਣ ਜਾਣ ਤਾਂ ਮੁਕਦਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੀਰ ਕਲੇਜੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੱਜ ਜਾਏ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਖਸ਼ ਲਵੋ ਤੇਰਾ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਅਜੈਬ ਨਮਾਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਵੇਂ ਭੁੱਲਿਆ ਫਿਰੇ ਅਣਜਾਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਐਵੇਂ ਭੁੱਲਿਆ ਫਿਰੇ ਅਣਜਾਣ
Without the Master, there is no knowledge. O ignorant one, you are aimlessly wandering here and there. Last week, we concluded the three-day Yellow Point retreat, and this is an event that many of us put effort and energy into each year to try and make it special. Along the way, I end up looking at a lot of different possible readings I had picked out, but there wasn't enough time. I would like to just read some excerpts from those today, along with a few paragraphs of one particular talk that was given by Saatchi during the retreat. The common denominator that runs through all of this is the approach that the masters take on the path is orders of magnitude more serious, more committed than what we disciples give it. We go about our daily lives and fit the path into it. But when you read the Master's words and when you really think about what they did in order to be successful, it's clearly what I would call orders of magnitude of effort and dedication beyond that of most disciples. The answer is very clear that in order to succeed, We have to catch hold of the spark of enthusiasm and try and step it up a little bit. This is from a talk entitled, Who is Our True Friend? March 95, page 26. Guru Nanak Sahib has said, by seeing whom we remember our sins, by seeing whom we come to know about our shortcomings, by seeing whom we get the inspiration and the encouragement to do the devotion of Lord Almighty, they are our true friends. And by going in whose company, we get the enthusiasm to do the devotion of the Lord. But such friends are very rare to find, and perfect masters are our true friends, because by going in their company, we come to know about our faults, we come to know about our shortcomings, and we get the inspiration to start doing the devotion of the Lord, and then we go on doing it. Guru Nanak Sahib said that by seeing whom all our bad qualities flee, they are our true friends. He says, I'm looking for such beloved friends. Rare are the ones who like those friends. Kabir Sahib said, I am exhausted after having so many friends. We do not even know that since when we have been making friends in this world. Birth after birth, we have been making the friendships and the friends. Usually we understand him as our friend who stands by our pains and happiness. He who helps us when we are in need. He who comes forward to help us when we are in pain. He is considered to be our true friend, but it has come in the experience that all these worldly friends love us, or they are our friends, as long as their interests are fulfilled. When we do not serve or fulfill their interests, they do not remain our friends. The most they can do for us is to maintain their friendship with us as long as we are in the body. But when our breathing stops, they also stop being our friends. So, who is our true friend? He who helps us in this world, and also he who helps us in the beyond. He is our true friend. The perfect master is our true friend, because he not only helps us in this world, but he also helps us in the beyond. He does not leave us until he has taken us in front of beloved Almighty Lord, unless he tells him, this is your forgotten child. He had forgotten, and now he has come back to you. So you kindly forgive him. So unless he does that, he will not leave us. He always maintains the friendship. Guru Sahib says that the perfect masters, the beloved masters, are the true friends because they are dyed in the color of Nam. And if we become their friends, they also color us in that color of Nam. Maharaj Kripal Singh Ji used to say that just like a person who has the disease of itching or scratching, when someone keeps his company, they also get that disease. And in the same way, when we go to the company of the masters who have given up the bad qualities, who have risen above all the passions and the pleasures, we also get the encouragement. We also get the inspiration to give up our bad faults and bad qualities. And little by little, we also start to get the enthusiasm to do the devotion of God Almighty. So should we not thank our beloved Master again and again? He had this disease of the scratching of Nam, and he has now transmitted that to us. No one wants to sit by the person who has the worldly disease of scratching. But those who are infected by or who have the disease of scratching of nam, everyone wants to go in their company and sit with them so that they may also get that disease. Kabir Sahib says that we should never forget the form of the masters, such friends. He says, do not give up the company of the perfect masters. Always remain in their company, because as soon as you meet them, you remember God Almighty. And when you spend time in their company, you do the devotion of Nam. So Kabir Sahib has warned us. He said, we should never forget the form of the Master up to our last breath. We should always keep remembering the form of the Master in front of us. Whatever the Masters speak is from their own experience. They first see and then they talk about it. And whatever they say is true. Like Guru Nanak Sahib says, whatever Nanak speaks, it is true in this world as well as in the world beyond. We come to the Masters only because of the effect of our past karmas, and He showers His grace upon us. He gives us that document, that paper, seeing which the negative power cannot do any harm to us. Those who have that document of the Nam given by the perfect master, the negative power, cannot touch them. Even if those jivas have to get the punishment, but still those who have the stamp of the master, they are not touched by the negative power. Whatever the stories of the masters are, or whatever they tell us, that is not going to frighten us. The stories of the masters are not horrifying. They are the reality. Those who understand the words of the masters as mere stories, they do not take any advantage of it. Whereas those who understand the words of the master as the reality, they learn a lesson from them. And they make their lives. This is from June 88, The Path of Doing. Dear ones, the masters say that this path is not the path of just talking. This is the path of doing. And the masters have said that all those who go from this world do not come back and tell us what it is like over there. Only the master who comes from that side tells us what it is like over there. He tells us that all the worldly things which we have been given, once we lose them, we cannot get them back in the original form. So once we have lost anything of this world, we do not get it back. That is why masters always say, don't get attached to the bodies. Don't get attached to the worldly things. Get attached to the Shabd Master, who is the form of the Shabd, and who is in your within. All the saints have said that Sach Khand is the land of peace, and over there is no birth and there is no death. There is no need to help anyone, because no one needs anybody's help. The souls who have reached there talk with God Almighty with their attention, and just with their attention. And looking at God Almighty, they get to drink the nectar from Him. All the souls who have reached there are illuminated in their own radiance. They have become one with God Almighty, because over there, only God Almighty exists. So we are doing the devotion of the Lord, and we are trying to go to that land of peace. Dear ones, when our soul goes there, it does not need anybody's help. because over there only God Almighty exists. Everywhere the power of God is existing, and all the souls who have reached there also become the form of God. In fact, all the souls who reach there do so only after becoming the form of God. It is like the drop of water mixes with the ocean, and it also becomes part of the ocean. Well, in the same way, when our soul mixes with God Almighty, when our soul becomes the form of God, only then does it reach Satchkhand. And that is why over there, we do not need anybody's help. After we have gone through all the different bodies, finally, when the time comes and we come to God Almighty, we request Him, God Almighty, you should give us something. Going through all the different creation, we are now tired. Then graciously, God Almighty, looking at our humility and willingness to improve, gives us the precious human body. The human body is just like that golden plate. And along with the human body, He gives us the intellect, which is like the diamond. And He gives us the five organs of senses, which are like the five jewels on the plate. But what is our condition? Instead of using this body for the purpose for which it was given, we are misusing it. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, "It is a special commission given to the saints and Mahatmas that if they ride upon any animal, or if they step on any creature, or if they eat the fruit of any tree, it is the law of nature that those souls will get the human body. So because of one or another of our good karmas in the past lives, when we were in the lower bodies, finally, we get the human body, which is like the golden plate. God Almighty gives us all these things, but we do not use them for the purpose for which they were given to us. Instead of doing the devotion of the Lord and appreciating the value of the golden plate, the human body, what we are doing is putting in it the meat and the wine and all the other dirty things. We are indulging in the worldly pleasures and we are doing all those things which we should not be doing. In that way, we are making this human birth black, like the sweeper's wife had made the golden plate black. Guru Nanak Sahib says that we got this human birth, this human body, which is worth a diamond, but we are wasting it for shells. All the worldly things we are doing is like dealing with the shells. And we are using this precious human birth, which is like a diamond, just in exchange for the shells. The Hansa, or the swan, was supposed to drink the nectar and eat the pearls, but instead he has indulged himself in the rubbish of this world, and that way he is wasting his birth also. That is why all the masters say that when we have gotten this human birth, which is a very precious diamond, we should use it for the purpose for which it was given to us. This is May 2001, page 46. Dear ones, if you want to please your master, you have to create the longing within you. Masters do not give any wrong orders. He does not say useless things. You should know that the master gives his full attention only to those to whom he wants to give something. Many people in the Sangat sit in front of the master, but when the master says something, only the fortunate ones obey his words. The other people just keep sitting there without responding to anything which the master is saying. Not everyone can obey the orders of the master. Only he who has a heart of iron can obey the orders of the master. Now, master is equally gracious on all. He is equal for everybody, and he wants to give the same thing to everybody. But it also depends on the receiver. Master often used to say that the giver has no problem. All the problems are with the ones who have to receive. I have often said these words. Why am I so grateful to Master Kripal? Why do I always sing the songs of thankfulness and gratefulness to him? For this reason only. Suppose you have lost a lot of gold, that you have a lot of gold in your home and you were not able to find it. And if someone comes to help you, and with his help you are able to take out that gold and now lead a comfortable life, whom will you thank? You will definitely thank the person who came to help you and who helped you find that gold. Because you already had the gold, but you did not know where it was lying. Well, in the same way, God was already within me, but I did not know how to manifest him. I did not know how to realize him. I was separated from that God long ago. I don't know how many ages I spent without realizing him, how many lives I spent without him. But when Master Kripal came to me, he helped me to realize that God who was long separated from me, and he made me realize that God who was very much within me, but I was not aware of him. So whom should I thank? That is why I always thank Master Kripal, who helped me to realize God, because God was already within me. But it was Master Kripal who helped me to realize him. This is May 95, page 13. Dear ones, I have said that Sant Mat is not a fairy tale. It is a reality. And those who have practiced it, those who have done it, they have never denied the trueness of this path. Those who have obeyed their master, those who have gone within, they have become the master. Dear ones, this is not a matter of talking. Let the woman do it, let the man do it, let the child do it, or let the grown-up person do it. Let anybody do it and see. This is not a matter of talking. It is a matter of doing. We may say we are doing it, and if we do it even for 10 days, then our mind brings this feeling of hurry within us, and he starts telling us, well, we have been meditating for so long, and still your inner vision is not opened. So if we meditate for 10 days or so, we ask for the inner vision to be opened. We have many excuses for not doing the meditation. Like if sometimes we get a little bit sick, we easily postpone or we cancel our meditations. But if we have to do something of the world, then we would take some medicine, we would report to work and do the worldly work. Whereas if it comes to doing the meditation, we easily give it up. Masters are not happy in keeping us involved in doing the meditation. They tell us, you do the meditation according to the principles of Sant Mat for a few days, for a short time, and then you see where you will go. So the yearning and enthusiasm which we receive at initiation, we should keep it fresh and we should always keep doing the meditations with the same zeal and enthusiasm. You should understand the importance of this precious human birth, and we should utilize it for the purpose it has been given to us. Always remember the words of beloved Master Kripal. He used to say, give up thousands of important works for the meditation and leave hundreds of important works to attend satsang. Dear ones, we should always save ourselves. We should always keep away from the tricks of our mind. Lord Kripal has showered grace upon us. This is the precious human body. He has graciously given us the Nam initiation. So by meditating on the Shab Nam, we should make this human body successful. And I'm going to conclude with just one paragraph from an article that I wrote after coming back from SKA. So we go to the Masters for a few days. We go to the Master for a few days, and during that time we grab a hold of his hand. Our attention becomes riveted upon him, and we are reminded, sometimes strongly, sometimes subtly, that there truly is something else, something above and beyond the sphere of our day-to-day experiences. It is in those moments that our heart expands and we fall in love. We grow in love for the Master. And when those moments come, all we can really do is to say, thank you. So during this trip, we were able to understand a little bit more about the magical quality of appreciation. The tape is February 1st in Rajasthan, 1983.
ए बाणी स्वामी जी महाराज दी है संत महात्मा मालिक दे प्यारे किसे कौम किसे समाज अंदर पैदा होए किसे भी वक्त अंदर आए हमेशा ही महात्मा सतगुरां दी महिमा नाम दी महिमा बयान करदे आए है.
This is the bani of Swamiji Maharaj. No matter in which religion, in which community, the saints and Mahatmas, the beloveds of God, were born, or no matter in which time they were born, they have always preached about the Sadguru and the importance of the Naam.
Kise Mahatma di bani pad ke dekho, unhon ne inna cheezan te zor ditta hai, kyunki satsang oh pani hai jo kheti atma nu hari pari rakhda hai. ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਬਗੈਰ ਨਾਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰਲੇ ਮੰਡਲਾਂ ਉੱਤੇ ਜਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਵੱਖ ਵਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤਜਰਬਾਕਾਰ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਬਗੈਰ ਮੁਕਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ.
ਯੂ ਮੇ ਰੀਡ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਫ ਐਨੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਮਫਸਾਈਜ਼ਡ ਔਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੀਸ ਥ੍ਰੀ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਵਾਟਰ ਥਰੂ ਵਿਚ ਦਾ ਕ੍ਰੌਪ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਰਿਮੇਨਸ ਗ੍ਰੀਨ ਰਿਮੇਨਸ ਅਲਾਈਵ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਗੈਟ the Naam unless we go to the Master, because Master is the one who knows about our inner path and he knows everything. That is why unless we get the perfect Master, we cannot get the Naam, and you know that without Naam there is no liberation.
Satguran to rasta prapt karke vi assi Naam nu pragat nahi kar sakde jab tak assi apne Guru Dev di madad prapt nahi karde ge. Guru Dev de sevak kis tarah arjan karda hai ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ. ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਇੱਕ ਅਪਰਾਧੀ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਖੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਵੈਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਮਰੀਜ਼ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਮਰੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੀ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਤੂੰ ਬਿਹਤਰ ਸਮਝੇ ਦਵਾਈ ਬੂਟੀ ਕਰ ਮੇਰਾ ਇਲਾਜ ਕਰ. ਜਦ ਮਰੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਵੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੱਗੇ ਪੁਕਾਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਗੁਰੂ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਜੋ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਤਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੂਰ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਦਵਾਈ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਹੀ ਰੋਗ ਨਸ਼ਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਜਸਟ ਬਾਈ ਟੇਕਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਅਸ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਵੀ ਸੀਕ ਦੀ ਹੈਲਪ ਐਂਡ ਗਾਈਡੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਅਨਲੈਸ ਹੀ ਹੈਲਪਸ ਅਸ And unless he is gracious on us, we cannot manifest the Naam within us. How the disciple behaves in front of the master, what are the requests which the disciple makes to the master, and how the master works. All these things are mentioned in this Bani by Swamiji Maharaj. He will tell us that how the disciple has to behave and how he has to seek the help from the master. He says that disciple always understands himself as the guilty one in front of the master, and just like a patient stands in front of the doctor and cries from his heart that now I have come to you, you treat me or you remove my sickness, my disease. In the same way, the disciple stands in front of the master and cries from his heart and tells him to remove the sickness of his soul which he has got from ages and ages. And when the disciple cries for the help and for the guidance and grace of the master, master tries to remove the sickness of the soul of the disciple which he has been having from ages and ages. Not only does he try, but he also removes the pains of the soul.
Jinna chakar asi apna jism chhod ke sans dal kamal andar nahi jande aur guru di position andarle mandalan de utte ja ke nahi dekhde ke kehdiyan kehdiyan taaqtaan is de agge satkar kardiyan chukdiyan hai andar guru di position ki hai parmatma di nazar andar saada guru ki hai. ਉਹਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸੱਚੀ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ, ਸੱਚਾ ਪਿਆਰ, ਸੱਚੀ ਅੱਜ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੇਗੀ. ਸੰਸਦਲ ਕਮਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਸਟੇਜ ਹੈ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਦੀ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਰਾ ਜਿਸਮ ਛੋੜ ਕੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦਾ ਨੂਰ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਵੀ ਦੇਖਣੇ ਕਾਬਲ ਹੈ.
ਅਨਲੈਸ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਬੋਡੀ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਸੰਸਦਲ ਕਮਲ ਐਂਡ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਦ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਦੀਨ ਐਂਡ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਚ ਆਰ ਦ ਪਾਵਰਸ ਵਿਚ ਬਾਓ ਡਾਊਨ in front of our master and what are the things which pay homage and respect to our master. Unless we know the real position of our master, we cannot develop the real humility, real respect for him and real love for him. Because Sansdal Kamal is the place where we can go only after withdrawing from the body, only after leaving the body, we can go to Sansdal Kamal, and after reaching there, we can know the real position of our master.
ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦਾ ਨੂਰ ਬਿਆਨ 'ਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ, ਦੇਖਣੇ ਦੇ ਕਾਬਲ ਹੈ.
ਦ ਸੰਸਦਲ ਕਮਲ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ, ਦ ਫਸਟ ਪਲੇਨ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਹਾਈਂਡ ਦ ਟੂ ਆਈਬ੍ਰੋਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਲਾਈਟ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਵਰਥ ਸੀਇੰਗ, ਇਟ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਬੀ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ.
ਇੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਕੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਜੋ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪਿੰਜਰਾ ਹੈ, ਪਹਿਲਾ ਖੋਲ ਹੈ ਅਸਥੂਲ ਸਰੀਰ ਦਾ, ਉਹ ਲਹਿ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
ਆਫਟਰ ਰੀਚਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਕੇਜ ਔਰ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਕਵਰਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੋਲ, ਦੈਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਕਵਰਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਕਵਰ of the soul gets removed.
ਇਦੋਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਤ੍ਰਿਪੁਟੀ ਹੈ, ਤ੍ਰਿਪੁਟੀ ਔਰ ਸੰਸਦਲ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਰਸਤਾ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਟਨਲ ਵੀ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਹੈ, ਟੇਢਾ ਔਰ ਸਿੱਧਾ ਹੈ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ. ਔਰ ਜਦ ਤ੍ਰਿਪੁਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਤਮਾ ਪਹੁੰਚਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦਾ ਨੂਰ ਵੀ ਬਿਆਨ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਮਟੀਰੀਅਲ ਨਹੀਂ. ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਕੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਜੋ ਦੂਸਰਾ ਖੋਲ ਹੈ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ, ਇਹ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹੀ ਮਨ ਦਾ ਸਥਾਨ ਹੈ.
ਬਿਯੋਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਤ੍ਰਿਕੁਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਵਿਚ ਕਨੈਕਟਸ ਸੰਸਦਲ ਕਮਲ ਐਂਡ ਤ੍ਰਿਕੁਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੂਕੇਡ ਪੈਸੇਜ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਈਵਨ ਕਾਲਡ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਟਨਲ. ਐਟ ਸਮ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟ੍ਰੇਟ, ਐਟ ਸਮ ਪਲੇਸ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੂਕੇਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਰੀਚਿੰਗ ਤ੍ਰਿਕੁਟੀ ਦ ਸੈਕੰਡ ਕਵਰਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਆਸਟਲ ਕਵਰਿੰਗ ਆਲਸੋ ਗੈਟਸ ਰਿਮੂਵਡ. ਤ੍ਰਿਕੁਟੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ.
ਇਦੋਂ ਅੱਗੇ ਤ੍ਰਿਕੁਟੀ ਦੇ ਸਿਖਰ ਤੱਕ, ਕਿਆ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਸਿਖਰ ਤੱਕ ਮਨ ਸਾਥ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ, ਪਿਛਲੇ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਜੋ ਸਟਾਕ ਹੈ ਇੱਥੇ ਹੈ. ਇੱਥੇ ਰਹਿ ਕੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਫੀ ਅਰਸਾ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਦਇਆ ਨਾਲ ਜੋ ਸਾਡੇ ਜਨਮਾਂ ਜਨਮਾਤਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਰਮ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ. ਉਦੋਂ ਉੱਪਰ ਤੀਸਰਾ ਜੋ ਪਿੰਜਰਾ ਹੈ ਕਾਰਨ ਦਾ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਆਤਮਾ ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਪਾਰਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਅਪ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਹਾਈਐਸਟ ਲਿਮਿਟ ਆਫ ਤ੍ਰਿਕੁਟੀ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਗੋਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਅਸ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਅਵਰ ਸਟੋਰਡ ਅਕਾਊਂਟ ਆਫ ਅਵਰ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਔਰ ਸਟੋਰਡ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਆਰ ਕੈਪਟ ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਇਜ਼ ਕੈਪਟ ਫਾਰ ਅ ਲੌਂਗ ਟਾਈਮ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਆਰ ਪੇਡ ਆਫ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਆਫਟਰ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਗੋਜ਼ ਬਿਯੋਂਡ ਇਟ in the parbrahm after shaking of the final cover which is the causal cover.
Santmat andar usnu dasma dwar vi kende hai ethe ru ਆਜ਼ਾਦ ਔਰ ਨੰਗੀ ਖੋਲਾਂ ਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਲ ਕੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਆਤਮਾ ਰੋਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਐਵੇਂ ਹੀ ਪੱਥਰ ਪਾਣੀ ਜੜ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੂਜਦੀ ਰਹੀ, ਸਮਾਜਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਜਕੜੀ ਰਹੀ, ਮੇਰੇ ਤੁਲ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ, ਮੈਂ ਖੁਦ ਚੇਤਨ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਹੈ। ਫਿਰ ਰੋਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਤੜਫਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਕਾਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਦਸਵਾਂ ਦਵਾਰ, ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਰੀਚਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਗੈਟਸ ਦੇਅਰ ਆਫਟਰ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਨੇਕਡ, ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਦੇਅਰ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ਸ ਹਰ ਓਨ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟੈਂਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਰਿਪੈਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਕ੍ਰਾਈ ਐਂਡ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਅ ਕੌਨਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਐਂਟੀਟੀ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਵਰਲਡ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਵੇਸਟਿੰਗ ਮਾਈ ਐਨਰਜੀ, ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪਿੰਗ ਵਾਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਮਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦੀ ਅਨਕੌਨਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ, and there is no one equal to me. I myself was a conscious entity, but I did not realize that. The realization of the soul comes only after she reaches the dasma dwar.
eh hansa aur sadhan da desh hai, dekhne de kaabil hai, itthon da noor vi bayan ch nahi aa sakda ga. jo aatma itthe pahunch ke is jagah nu dekh nahi lendi gi, oh insaan insaan kehlaun da haqdar nahi ga.
That plane is of the plane of sadhus and the hansas, and the light, the radiance of that plane is also worth seeing. That human being who does not rise above and who does not see the radiance of that plane cannot be called as the human being.
Aur utho atma agge jaan di taiyari kardi hai jithe mahasun vi keha gaya hai, tasme dwar ch pahunchi hui atma di 12 suraj di khud di roshni hai, jinu mahasun timrakhand karke vi bayan kita hai. ਇਹਦੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਰੋਸ਼ਨੀ ਕੋਈ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਗੀ, ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ 12 ਸੂਰਜ ਦੀ ਰੋਸ਼ਨੀ ਹੈ। ਅੱਗੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆਪਣੀ ਰੋਸ਼ਨੀ ਨਾਲ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਲਿਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉੱਥੇ ਆਤਮਾ ਪੰਬਲ ਪੂਸਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭੂਲ ਭਲਈਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਹਨ। ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ ਅੰਧੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਕਰਨਾ, ਉੱਥੇ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਲਿਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਮਹਾਸੁਨ ਚੋਂ ਕੱਢ ਕੇ।
ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਟ The soul prepares her journey to go through Mahasun, which is called the plane of complete darkness. When the soul reaches the Dasma Dwar, her own radiance becomes equal to the radiance of the 12 outer suns. But when she has to go through Mahasun, even her own radiance does not work because it is a very dark place. It is there where the radiance and when the light of the Master comes to the rescue of the soul. And only after reaching there, the soul realizes that what is the power of the Master, what is the radiance of the Master. Guru means he who manifests the light in the darkness. Only after reaching there, the soul comes to realize the glory of the Master, because when she realizes that she herself is a very radiant one, her radiance is not less than the radiance of the 12 outer suns, but still in that plane of complete darkness, she cannot see anything, and she can go beyond it only with the grace of Master. Only then she becomes real humble, and only then she realizes the glory of the Master. You can go there and see that how the souls, those who have reached there anyway, and those who don't have the help of the Master, how they are stuck there because they don't get the grace of any Master, they don't get the radiance of any Master to go through that great plane of darkness.
Okay. ਚੌਥੀ ਸਟੇਜ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਵਰ ਗੁਫਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਆਤਮਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਮਸਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਮਸਤਾਨੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਦੀ ਸੁੱਧ ਬੁੱਧ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦਾ ਬੂਹਾ ਹੈ। ਉੱਥੋਂ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਿਸ ਤੱਤ ਦਾ ਬਣਿਆ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਉਸੇ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਆਤਮਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਬੂੰਦ ਹੈ, ਫਰਕ ਵਿਛੋੜੇ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ।
ਬਿਯੋਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਕਮਸ ਦ ਫੋਰਥ ਪਲੇਨ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਕਾਲਡ ਭੰਵਰ ਗੁਫਾ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪਲੇਨ ਐਟ ਵੇਅਰ the door of Sachkhand is. After reaching that plane, the soul becomes the intoxicated one. She forgets everything, even her own existence. And then she realizes that she is of the same essence as that of Oversoul. She realizes that Almighty Lord is like an ocean, and she is a drop of that ocean of all consciousness.
Again, panchmi stage, Sachkhand hai. Atma jandi hai. Othe sat purush ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਰੋਮ, ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਸੂਰਜ ਚੰਦਰਮਾ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰੀਏ, ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰੀਏ, ਤੇ ਉਸਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਰੋਮ ਦਾ ਮੁਕਾਬਲਾ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ। ਉੱਥੇ ਜੋ ਤਾਕਤ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਲਾਈਟ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਨੂਰ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਪਹੁੰਚਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਜੋ ਆਤਮਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਤਾਕਤ ਉਸਦੇ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਉਹ ਹਿਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਹਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਵੇਂ ਉਹ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਕੁਛ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਉੱਥੇ ਇੱਕ ਦਇਆ ਦਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਆਤਮਾ ਉਸਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੜਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਇਆ ਉੱਠਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਹੋਰ ਭਾਈ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਮੰਡਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੁੱਖ ਉਠਾ ਰਹੀਆਂ ਹੈ। ਜਿਸ ਰਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਆਤਮਾ ਪੰਜਾਂ ਮੰਜ਼ਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੀ ਪਹੁੰਚਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਸੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਵਾਪਸ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਹੋਰ ਭਾਈਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਲਿਆਵਾਂ, ਆਪਣੇ ਵੀਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ, ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ। ਔਰ ਜਿਸ ਦਾ ਫਿਰ ਨਸੀਬ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਦਾ ਕਰਮ ਸਾਥ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਉਸ ਆਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਉਠਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਿਆ ਉਹੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਉਂਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਔਰ ਜਦ ਪਿਉਂਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਆਤਮਾ, ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਲੈਣਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਜੋ ਸਤਾ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣੀ ਜੋ ਉਸਦੇ ਪੱਤੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖਤਮ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ। ਆਪਣਾ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਫਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਆਉਂਦੀ, ਉਹ ਸਾਖ ਜਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਪਿਉਂਦ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਪੱਤੇ ਕੱਢਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਫਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਪਹੁੰਚੀ ਹੋਈ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਿਹਦਾ ਨਸੀਬ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਉਹੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਸਾਥ ਉੱਥੇ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਬਾਕੀ ਸਰੀਰ ਛੁੱਟਿਆ ਔਰ ਕਾਲ ਦੇ ਪੰਜੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ, ਜੰਮਣ ਮਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਬਿਯੋਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪਲੇਨ ਆਫ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਰੇਡੀਅੰਸ ਆਫ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਸੱਚ ਦੈਟ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਦ ਲਾਈਟ ਆਫ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਟ੍ਰਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਮੂਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਨਸ, ਦ ਆਊਟਰ ਸਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਮੂਨਸ, ਸਟਿਲ ਆਲ ਦੈਟ ਰੇਡੀਅੰਸ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਵਾਈ ਵਿਦ ਵਨ ਸਿੰਗਲ ਹੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੱਚ ਪੁਰਸ਼, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ the plane of complete radiance. And when the soul reaches there, then there is a great ocean of graciousness in which when the soul dips in, then she feels the grace and she feels mercy on the souls who are suffering in this world. So through five different planes through which she had gone up to Sachkhand, she comes back in this world once again to have mercy and grace on the suffering souls in this world. And those who have been chosen by Almighty Lord, only they come in contact of that great soul. And only such fortunate souls get initiation from that soul which has reached Sachkhand. Because the soul which reaches Sachkhand, the power of Sachkhand comes in her control. In whatever way she wants, she can use that power. And only because of that, she comes down in this world to have mercy and shower grace on the suffering souls. When she comes down in this world, only the fortunate souls.
The closing bhajan is on page 248. Guru Kripal Mere Ghar Aana. O Guru Kripal, come to my home. Just like you are fond of Sawan, I am fond of you. Whoever has meditated or remembered you with a true heart, even for once, with both your hands, you have given him your love. My string is in your hands. You are the companion of my life. You are the devotee of devotees, and it is not good for you to reject me. I am fond of you just like you are fond of Sawan. O dear one, you enjoyed the contaminated berries of Shivri, giving up the good, delicious food of Duryodhana, you prefer to eat the simple food of Vidur. I am not only your servant, O Sadguru, I am the servant of your servants. Just like you have protected the honor of everyone, protect my honor also. I am fond of you, just like you are fond of Sawan. O Sadguru, how do I call you? I don't know. I do not have any knowledge. I do not have any style. I do not know. It is not in my hands to call you. O Guruji, moment after moment my eyes are thirsty for your darshan. This is the request of Ajab. Please do not let me suffer anymore. I am fond of you, just like you are fond of Sawan. O Guru Kripal, come to my home. Just like you are fond of Sawan, so I am fond of you. Bhajan of Sanchi, page 248.
Guru Kripal, mere ghar aana, गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना, जैसे तुम सावन दीवाने मैं तेरा दीवाना, मैं तेरा दीवाना। गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना, गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना, जैसे तुम सावन दीवाने मैं तेरा दीवाना, मैं तेरा दीवाना। एक बार भी सच्चे मन से जिसने तुझे ध्याया, बरबर जोली दोनों हाथों तुमने प्यार लुटाया। एक बार भी सच्चे मन से जिसने तुझे दियाया, बरबर जोली दोनों हाथों तुमने प्यार लुटाया। मेरी डोर तुम्हारे हाथों, तुम मेरे जीवन साथी, तुम मेरे जीवन साथी। तुम भगतों के भगत तुम्हारे, ठीक नहीं मुझको ठुकराना, ठीक नहीं मुझको ठुकराना, मैं तेरा दीवाना। गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना, गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना, जैसे तुम सावन दीवाने मैं तेरा दीवाना, मैं तेरा दीवाना। शिवरी के झूठे बेरों से प्यारे तुमने मजा उठाया, दुर्योधन के मेवे तज के साग विदुर का खाया। शिवरी के झूठे बेरों से प्यारे तुमने मजा उठाया, दुर्योधन के मेवे तज के साग विदुर का खाया। केवल दास नहीं हूँ सतगुरु, मैं दासों का दास तुम्हारे, मैं दासों का दास तुम्हारे। जैसे सब की लाज रखी है मेरी भी लाज रखाना, मैं तेरा दीवाना। गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना, गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना, जैसे तुम सावन दीवाने मैं तेरा दीवाना, मैं तेरा दीवाना। कैसे तुम्हें भुलाऊं सतगुरु, पता नहीं है ज्ञान नहीं, किसी तरह का कोई तकबल मेरे बस की बात नहीं कैसे तुम्हें भुलाऊं सतगुरु पता नहीं है ज्ञान नहीं किसी तरह का कोई तकबल मेरे बस की बात नहीं पल पल के दर्शन को गुरु जी प्यासी आंखें तरस रही हैं प्यासी आंखें तरस रही हैं यही बेनती है अजायब की मुझे नहीं तड़फाना मुझे नहीं तड़फाना मैं तेरा दीवाना गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना गुरु कृपाल मेरे घर आना जैसे तुम सावन दीवाने मैं तेरा दीवाना मैं तेरा दीवाना
O Guru Kripal, come to my home. Just like you are fond of Sawan, so I am fond of you. So, dear ones, the masters say that this path is not a path of just talking. This is the path of doing. Don't get attached to the bodies. Don't get attached to the worldly things. Get attached to the Shabd Master, who is the form of the Shabd, and who is in your within. May God continue to bless us all.